Blog Talk Radio.
To the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People media network on Block Talk Radio. Our caller number is 515-602-9657, and our website is thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net to subscribe and to be part of the truth. Last Wednesday, when we closed the show, I did a little, at the end of our closing song, I actually talked for about a minute, and we dedicated the show to a young person who was a hero what we call the terrorist attack, the invasion by Hamas, which is really led by Iran, which is really led by Obama and Biden and stuff like that. If you really want to know where the snake is, the head of the snake, TF is part of that snake. But anyway, just a little bit about that story is, for those that didn't know, it's a gentleman, a person, a civilian, that guided everybody to what they call a shelter, what they call a bomb shelter or a safe house in the kibbutz near the Gaza and the Israeli border. And he guided them in, and the Hamas terrorists were shooting at them at the time, and they went in the shelter, and they were shooting at the shelter, and the Hamas terrorists couldn't do anything, so they decided to throw grenades in there. And every grenade they threw, he picked it up and threw it right back out, and he kept on doing it and told the people in there what to do if anything happens to him. And he did it, until they finally killed him. But he saved many lives because the people inside actually turned, and they threw the grenades out until the military came and took care of it. But the point was, he saved many lives. And there's a bunch of other people around that area of Israel that did similar stuff, and it was a big thing there. So that's a big thing. Now, also going in, there was a situation that happened over the last few weeks and months and years that we were talking about. And I was asked by a friend of ours who was on our show a couple of times, Annie Marie Delgado, to read something to everybody because it has to do with mental health and mental health issues. As you know, we've been working with that over the years, trying to save a number of people's lives who was affected by an individual or individuals with mental health issues that, of course, down here and others that didn't want to take a look at. Anyway, this is what she sent me, and I'm going to read it. Steve Alpensblink attempted to kill his wife, Dawn Paulin Silva, by shooting her in a Florida restaurant parking lot on October 9th. This is the tragic result of mental illness not being addressed. There are many out there just like him. Sociopaths tend to cluster, you know, the old saying, birds of a feather flock together, just like Ron Siegler and Banky Marie Davison, and a bunch of others, including his foot doctor, will have mental health issues. They all like to flock together. Anyway, lest we forget that Brad Pascal, who was Baker actor and wound up in a mental institution, mental illness is something we should all take seriously and really say something and do something. Most times that these folks cry out in many different ways. One of the ways that is very obvious is when they speak of attempting suicide, especially when you see them post about attempting suicide. Bipolar is a serious illness that shouldn't be taken lightly. If these folks would get on the proper medication, they could be better deal with their lives and issues. Environment also is a big thing. The single mom that we talk about on occasion, she has mental health issues. But she's being victimized by Spanky Davison and the Dr. Foot Doctor and others. And they control her because of that. And they do a lot of different things. Every time she reaches out to get better, they try and pull her in. But we're about to take care of that real quick in a very short time. We have judges that out there that should have Baker Acted people, put them in jail and put them in institutions. Davison killed a person. She killed a person back in 2004, but yet she's able to walk the streets to technicalities and to the left-wing think tanks down to Broward County. She should not be in anywhere on the street. She should be in an institution. Her and her drug-dealing friends, all of them should be gone. And a bunch of others out there, and doctors that pretend to be helping others and actually gone. Or lead or try and continue to control people knowing they have mental health issues should not be a doctor, should be in the prison cell instead, and they have to be gone. We need judges out there that actually, like Anne-Marie Delgado said, put these judges need to go. We have to recognize the effects of mental illness and how to stop them. But if they show signs of actually committing suicide, showing signs of hurting others, like Mr. Siegler did over the years, like Spanky Davison has been doing, and others. These people should not be walking the streets. They should be in an institution getting the help they need, and that's a big thing there. So that's what Anne-Marie asked me to talk about, and that's what we did on that. Meanwhile, before I introduce my co-host, Scarlett, yesterday at Freedom Corner, we had a rally. There was maybe 50 to 100 people here or take, but it was a nationwide rally. In fact, it was an international rally, talking about children and talking about parental rights and talking about protecting our kids from what they call the deep state, the slum, the mentally ill people, talking about mental illness, these people that want to pretend that they're the parents, not you are the parents. These are the people who want to teach these kids how to hate themselves, about changing their sexual orientation, by changing if they're a boy and a girl, their gender identities and all that type of stuff. This is criminal activities by the left, and this has got to stop. And so this is one of the things that's going out there. So anyway, let me bring on my my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. What do you think about what I'm opening up my log?
I was reading that article, the one that happened on October 9th. That's
yes.
Tragic. It's just tragic, you know? And
yeah.
the signs were there.
Right, and it's, that's why I went after. That's why I gone after mentioned Ron, mentioned with Frankie and others, because the signs are there, and all. And I tell one thing that saves Jen's life is the fact that Ron is dead. But you still got other people out there that are willing to cause harm, and have
yeah.
a history of causing harm. Once you kill
yeah.
somebody, you know how it feels. So most people are afraid to take that shot or take that thing because they're scared. They don't know how it feels. They don't know how to react. But once you do it, you're already past that threshold. You could kill, most likely, if you kill once, you could kill again. And if you have a violent temper,
right.
and
right.
if you have a mental health issue, there's nothing
right.
holding you back.
Right. Well, look, that person hit previously and hit again. So,
yes.
you know, and they take it. So they hit.
And the judges don't give a rat's ass. No.
But you and I do.
Yes, and we are the voice of reason. We are the voice of the people. We are who we are. We are the truth. The truth is out there. You know, we got people coming in out of the chat room today so far, which is cool. We got like four
okay.
people coming
yes,
in now.
I'm just saying... In order to delete the evil, you need to change the environment.
Yes.
Because you can't change people, you can't control people, but you can only control yourself. And you can make a decision to say, I've had enough, and just move on. But there are other things that are holding, like parents. And insecurity.
Yeah,
And
yeah,
how to be on my own, all day, and a child, full-time mommy, and how to be on my own and do all this, and it's not easy,
yeah.
you know?
Well,
it really
I
want to
tell you, see, the first year of being a mommy, it's not that difficult. All you have to do is feed the child, change the diapers, and make sure he's hungry, fed, and comfortable. But when you start getting older...
There are a lot of things. She doesn't have a license to drive. So
right.
so she gets driven around by her father. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There are things the baby needs and requires. There are just things. Okay?
Right.
And things
but
that she cannot do alone.
As Logan gets older, don't forget he'll be a year old in a couple of weeks. When he gets older,
okay.
that's when he becomes from a newborn to a toddler. Things change, the responsibilities change, and this is what's giving me, I believe that once she gets to receive the responsibilities and it grows on
she
her, and she's become
money. She would have better.
Coping skills, but
Money would pay for things. The money would pay for things. The money,
yeah.
she could have a driver.
Yeah,
she could have people work for her in the home. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? She would be financially independent.
Well,
okay?
She has an opportunity. She has an opportunity to do that. She hasn't taken it yet. We offered her an opportunity. To work from the house and make $500 a week, stay this way and she can work full time with coverage.
Cover rent.
Not a month, $500 a week.
Hello, That is not enough to cover things.
Yes, but
she needs to make $1,000 or better a week.
She's not going to get that.
With the cost of rent and the cost of everything else, it's not feasible and doable.
She has a built-in house, which is already paid for. She don't have to worry about that. So all she has to do is work from home, take care, and get the benefits that she can get, plus what she gets from SSI, and she'll be able to.
What is she going
to
do with her parents?
Parents is fine. There's everything's set up. That's already been taken care of. She doesn't have that type of worry. All she has to do is worry about when her parents start to keep on.
The evil black know where she lives.
Don't worry about that. Once things turn around, they're going to be gone anyway soon. If they have it already, some will be still there. But the point is, the opportunity is there. It's up to her to take advantage of what she's got and her abilities.
That's her decision. I can't force her to do it.
Nobody can. But the opportunity is there. We gave her the opportunity.
How old is she? 44? She's 44?
Yeah.
44
she's
years
going to, we're hoping for with the therapy she's getting, plus the fact that she's opened up some cases that she opens herself up and then she gets pulled back. It's just typical for her, but in time, as she gets, what's helping her up is the fact that her love for her son is this number one, and that's what's going to save her life. And that's what every professional I talked to said the same thing, and we're working on that. We opened the door for her. She is taking some of the steps in the right direction. She's still got a lot of stuff to go, and we're pushing it.
You know what you should do with the evil? Put them in the military and ship them to the fake Palestine state.
Yeah. But anyway, let's get back off of her because, you know, that's the fun thing. I did this. I was going to talk about this, except that our friend over there, I think it was on the show, talked about the mental health situation. We added the two together because it fits. So that's about that.
Ron. They miss Ron.
Yes. But you know what?
Somebody actually paid a compliment to you.
Yeah, but that's because, you know, like I said earlier, mental health people don't recognize the fact that they're in bad people. That's one of the things they think. They're in a world of their own, and they don't see what's clear.
You're not hearing me. They miss Ron.
Yeah, well, that's part of mental health. And normal people would have moved on. And with therapy, they will.
Happy. How's the wife doing?
Yeah, we tried using, different means to forget what they call for grace and all that stuff. We never took it.
Hello? Any news on the wife?
Excuse me?
Any news on the wife?
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay.
I haven't heard anything. I'm going to go through the list right now. First of all, yesterday we had that big rally in Fort Lauderdale. I started to touch it with the parents and the people in Broward County fed up with the left and stuff. And we're fighting back. It's not just here, it's all over the country. So that's a big thing there. Biden has given billions of dollars to Iran before the invasion of Israel by Hamas. That helped led to that. And no matter what Biden tries to do, to counteract that, he is literally supporting the enemy of Israel. And in his speech the other night, he went and talked about Israel for just a couple of minutes, and then he talked about Ukraine the rest of the way. He wants to give $60 billion plus to Ukraine, $12 billion to Israel, and $100 million to humanitarian aid to Gaza, which is the enemy, because Gaza, the people in Gaza will never see it. Hamas will take it all. Any comment? Scarlett? I don't know. Anyway, so that's the story there. And let's go continue. Let me go and continue with that. We're going to take a minute break while we play I Am America, and then we'll get back to other stories. Okay, that's I Am America. We support this country, America First. We support Trump, and he is winning by over 50 points across the board, 10 points against Biden. Mike Pence will officially drop out tomorrow, it looks like. He's down. It looks like it's going to be a battle between Nikki Haley.
Is he going to support Trump? Is Perry King supporting Trump or whatever his name is? Are they all supporting Trump?
Yeah, the guy that was doing the commercial came out, that dropped out yesterday or the day before, is supporting Trump. As far as Mike Pence, I don't know. He was asked if he criticized Trump in any way. He said, no, I'm not. So he'll probably support Trump in the end. So it's starting to unify. Most everyone else is starting to drop down. But I think after the November 8th Miami debate down here, I think that's when all of them are going to drop out. Because there's no way anyone could defeat Trump. It's pretty well set up. Nikki Haley and is now ahead of DeSantis in polling. DeSantis has lost about half to two-thirds of his crew. He sent his wife back to Florida. We figure it's just a matter of time before he's done. And then to Nikki Haley's not going
anywhere. I was reading that they compared Casey DeSantis to Melania Trump.
Two different type of people. Casey DeSantis came from a news media. She used to be a news reporter one time, or a commentator for Fox, going back.
And Melania
was
a model. And Melania was a model.
Was a model. You know,
a model.
Yeah, but Melania speaks 6 or 7 languages. Casey doesn't.
Yeah.
But you know, the mothers and the parents and
they wrote that Donald Trump and Darren Trump are having a fight.
Barron Trump's a teenager. He's going to be fine with his parents a little bit. And with security the way it is, he's going to feel a little confined because of his own protection. But he, as a teenager especially, he's going to want his freedom. So that's where the fight might
be. Lindbergh shit. We don't want no Lindbergh shit. Okay?
Right. So that's what that is. So, yeah. I can understand that.
How's our football doing?
Kansas City won.
Did I support Kansas City?
I don't go against
All right, Kansas. I won. I was on a roll of losing.
Okay, KC won. So.
Good. And what happened with baseball?
Nothing yet.
Denver beat
Green Bay, 1917.
Did we do Denver? No, we did Green Bay.
I don't know.
Yeah, we did Green Bay. I lost that
And Steelers won 24-17 over the Rams. Seahawks beat
I lost that one, too.
Seahawks beat the Cardinals 20-10.
Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle won.
I won. Mazel tov. When does the Miami game start?
Now, at 8:20.
Okay. So we'll hang.
So that's what that is. Okay.
Let's talk about that check. The James Biden to Joe Biden check.
Yes, James Biden Joe Biden gave James Biden money involved in his money scheme between a company while he was vice president, a company that's going defunct, and it was used by many sources like CCP and others. And the check, there's a loan payment back on that, and repaid loan was the name of it. But the money was part of a money laundering scheme set up while Biden was vice president to Hunter and James Biden, and there was just a cancel check which is for to do that. And so we got part of the money trail. More gonna be coming out this week. On that, and
we need
it shows. The speaker's been announced. It's Byron Donalds. It'll be official on Tuesday.
The 10 of them, 10 are running.
Yeah, no, they took a vote, and Donalds won the vote, and he'll be official tomorrow or Tuesday.
Okay, is he a conservative?
And the first thing he did as the new speaker was to release the J6 videos, all of them. That means the arrest of Nancy Pelosi, Obama, Biden, and all that stuff was hours away. And that Ashley Babbitt.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's see, the first thing is the speaker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, that's the story. That's the story anyway. We'll see where it goes. But that's it. Byron Donalds is going to be the speaker, which is actually pretty good. It's the same thing. It's like Jim Jordan, except it's more common.
Because I don't see skin color. I'm not a racist. And I don't see skin color.
It's not about skin color.
Would he be the first black speaker?
I think so. That's number one. And number two is that he's still part of the Freedom Caucus.
Oh, yeah.
Don't forget, by the way, on November 8th in Hialeah, November 8th is the day where they have the debate that's going on, the RNC debate, but it's now down to like four or five people. The rest are all dropping out. And the same time as that debate, President Trump is holding a major rally at the stadium in Hialeah. Now, it was the same stadium. This only one stadium I know is in Hialeah. It's where the Marlins play. That holds about 35,000 people, here at take. If that happens, if it's that stadium, it's going to be about 60,000 people because they'll have standing room, and there's plenty of room in the park out there to actually set this up, and they already have big screens out front.
On the field.
Everything's set up. And since nobody else plays there.
They can build a bulletproof thing around the whole thing. So he can't get hurt.
No, he'd be fine. Security is very good. I know the place very well. Security is very good. And it can't get to him. But that's a big thing.
They make speedy weapons out of those printers. So
they can't get to him. They can't. I'm not sure. They can't get to him. And they do walkthroughs every few minutes, and you can't go through. You can't get through without being physically checked. So it's a big thing, and you cannot you cannot bring anything in with you. If you want to buy food, they got food there.
Okay,
so that's a big thing.
So no pocketbooks, no nothing.
No
bags, no nothing. You can walk
that's
in with
it.
Your phone.
The other thing, that's it. You got to walk in with your phone because your tickets are on the phone for the most cases. Because I have tickets for that.
Reading that. People in Ticketmaster bitching about that. That they
have tickets on the phone?
When they buy their tickets, they don't get them. You have to go there with your phone to show it.
Yeah, it's on the phone.
They don't like it. They'd rather get their stuffing.
Yeah. Well, the same thing if you go into a McDonald's or Wendy's or anything. If you want, you still get coupons in the mail, but most of the time it's the app. And you just go into the app and they'll scan the app and you get your discount. That's what I do.
I agree. I'm not disagreeing, you know. It saves trees. It saves paper.
Right. And you don't have to worry about being Green New Deal, but that's it.
There's just nothing green about it.
No.
So that $200,000 check, you have Hunter Biden got money also?
Yeah, but that's the 10% for the big guy. That's more evidence of him getting it.
Do you have a check on Hunter getting money?
We have a number of checks. You're going to see in the next week or two as we continue to expose it all.
Well, financial institutions don't send you checks anymore. They give you a statement. Okay?
Yeah, well,
usually it stays within the bank. If you write a check, you never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you used to get the checks. You used to organize them and check and balance your checkbook. You know?
Yeah.
They say everything was dotted your I's, crossed your T's. And that doesn't happen anymore. You have to go online and see your account and see your statement. I mean, they could send it to you. They could print it out and mail it to you to the post office. But most people look at it online. I don't know. I don't care about the ticket. No. Live Nation and Ticketmaster are owned by the same guy. So this guy sells tickets to events, and he covers the promotional part of it. Okay? So they're making this person who owns this company is making the money on both ends. Is there another ticket company besides Ticketmaster?
Fandango, maybe? I don't know.
Okay. Because it just seems that they have a, what do you call that when there's one company that controls everything?
I'm not sure.
Like FTL is the only electric company.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So yeah.
I can't think of the word. Anybody in our room?
Yeah, we had somebody a couple of times come in and out, and nothing since, you know, but that's okay. They came in the beginning when we did the opening statement.
That's because Scarlet is tired. I've had 3 days of birthday partying. I'm tired.
Oh, by the way, there's a motion. There's a motion in Congress to sanction and kick out Rashid Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, for treason.
Okay. Did you read the Senate wants to take over the financial part of, because there's stalemate in the House, the Senate wants to take over the financial.
They can't under the Constitution. They're stuck.
I know that, but they wanted to.
Yeah, but they were told they can't. It still got to, no matter if they, even if they pass a budget in
Mitch
the Senate,
McConnell,
it still has to go
goof.
Down to the House.
Mitch McConnell is a goof.
Yeah, well, he called Biden dementia, and he said that he's not mentally stable, even though Mitch McConnell also has trouble. He
so,
kind of strikes out. Yeah, strikes out. Yeah,
that's
mini
what
strokes.
I see.
Yes.
Yes. He's going to have one day and just drop dead.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
and then
all
you
those
got,
shots he takes.
Yeah, and then you got you know, what do you think of this Photoshop of having the so-called commander chief of the free world lying on the beach today and yesterday while the world is on fire?
How can he be on the beach? It's cold.
Well, he's there. We got pictures of it. He's there. He's lying on the beach. It's 70 degrees.
Maybe it's from 70 degrees. How do you know? You don't know where he is. You don't.
It is confirmed that he was at the beach. It's in the 70s over there. It's warm.
Well, that's not warm. With Joe Biden.
Doesn't matter. He lives right down the road from the beach. He goes to the beach anytime he wants.
Is he with Joe Biden or not?
Yeah.
So the two dingbats are stunning on the beach. It's
right.
Cold.
It's
cold.
In the mid-70s. It's been in the
it's
mid-70s.
Cold. People
it's
don't
not
go to the
cold.
Beach down here in the 70s. They go
yeah,
the
they
do.
No, they do. When they come down here, you people coming down from the Northeast, coming down to South Florida, they'll go to the beach in the 60s just to get to the beach. That's the way it is.
That's bizarre.
New York, up in that area, it's not cold. It's warm.
It's
you know,
cold.
You know.
You don't
so,
see you and I going to the beach. Well, I don't like the beach, so.
If I gone to the thing yesterday at the Freedom Corner, I would be only about 5-10 minutes from the beach. All I have to
do is hop on the bus
for about 3 stops, and I'm at the beach.
Okay, it's not
you know,
my kind of weather. So what's the story? He's not allowed to go to the beach?
No, he just looks bad. Look. He's supposed to be in a situation. Trump would be in a situation.
While Israel is getting bombed, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
He offered money while he was in Israel to help the terrorists. Your point is he don't. I don't see your point. He don't give.
The point is he doesn't give a shit. He does not care about Israel. He does not care about the Jewish community.
He
does not care
about
the American citizens.
He cares about his family. He doesn't even care about his wife. There's not one picture on behind him when he spoke the other night to the country. Not one picture of him and Jill.
No. Yeah, it's time. And I don't know how old
was. Grandchildren.
Grandchildren.
Okay. I wonder if he's doing those grandchildren.
Yeah, well, he's doing everything else.
You know, he's a pedophile.
Yes.
Do you think he feels up his grandchildren?
Probably.
Daughter. I'm telling you, he did his daughter.
Yep.
Okay. Maybe he did his son. Not Bo, but Hunter. As they're doing their lines.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we got to mention this. Back in Detroit the other day, she was an activist, but opponent Detroit synagogue president was stabbed to death outside a home in TF's district. And that's from the hatred of TF and her people.
It's all over the world. Jews are being hurt. Somebody got a SWAT sticker on their business. Where? Shit. In New York, I think it was. Somebody got a SWAT sticker on their business. Jewish business, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't touch Katz's Deli. A landmark. You know? You think they're still walking in the oven in New York?
Yes.
None you can do about it. You can only bring people to the water. You can't make them drink it. Okay?
That's true.
Adam Sandler is up in arms about the Israeli thing. He posted it all over the place. He don't give two shits. He's standing up for him and his people. Okay? He's Jewish. He's proud. And he don't like it. Okay? And if you don't like it, he said, you can go scratch. Okay? People just, you know? There are a lot of people that are not speaking up that are Jewish in the industry. A lot. Music.
That's true.
Entertainment. Acting. What's wrong with them? There are Christians speaking up for the Jews more than the Jews are speaking up for the Jews.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those are the Jews for Jesus?
Yeah, maybe.
So how long? So Tuesday Donaldson's in, eh?
Yeah.
When I
maybe
see it, I'll believe
maybe
it.
Maybe smaller.
I'll see it when I believe it, okay? That's when I'll believe it, when I see it. Okay? Until then, they're all free and clear because you can't do shit in Congress until you have a speaker. Really? Joke. And it's like they don't want a speaker because they don't want Biden gone. I'm telling you. Okay? They're all deep states. They're all doing dark money. They're all schleps. They don't give two shits. Very few. Very few. I don't understand Matt Gaetz. I don't know why he did that. The man had no balls. I don't want him as my governor. Now, that scares me that he bent and didn't stand up for his rights. He was correct, what he did. Okay? And then he lost his nerve. You want him as governor?
No, he'll be done anyway.
He's Gumby. Okay?
Yeah, I want to tell you. Yeah. I want to tell you, since you brought up DeSantis, we started the show today talking about...
I'm talking about Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz is great. All right? Matt Gaetz is great.
I don't think so.
He's one of the few people actually stuck his guns and did what he's supposed to do. And he has 100% part of rating on the conservative and on across the board.
He would take the fall on this shit because he got rid of McCarthy.
Yeah, he took responsibility with others. That's fine. Nobody said
anything.
Wrong.
But he didn't do nothing wrong.
No, I understand that, but he took responsibility. He stand up and said, yes, I'm the one that got rid of the deep state. I'm the one that exposed it. I'm the one that did what he had to do to blow up the Congress when we need to.
Then why be punished for it?
He's not. He knows nobody's going to take it seriously, but he stood up and said, I'm going to do something that no one else would do. I am taking responsibility for it, and whatever punishment you want to give me, that's fine. I will die by the sword because I am America first. And that's the way it's supposed to be.
What he did. I think
no, he didn't do anything wrong. But he did what he was trying.
I wouldn't have done it, and I don't like it.
Yeah, I know what he did, and I stay away from him with that. That's fine. When you're a fighter, you do the Patrick Henry. You do what you have to do. I have one life to give to my country. He would give up. He would do whatever it takes to protect this country and the Constitution. And he got rid of the deep state.
For something that he did.
He's not going to be punished. But what he did was shut it down.
Something that was ridiculous.
No, he did fine. He did it right. He shut them up. He made it sound so stupid that they backed up of it.
Jim Jordan.
Look, Jordan was never going to
vote for anything because McCartney in the quiet part is telling him not to.
Except for one thing, McCarthy voted for Jordan. The thing is, we weren't going to get Jordan, but we were going to get Brian Diamonds.
You know, the snake never shows the snake never shows himself.
Well, they did. He fought. Matt Gaetz forced the snake to come out, and we know who the stakes are, and we are going to get them. And most of them being primary already, and they're going to lose their seats.
They voted for that.
Meanwhile, we're going to get Donald's, and we're going to get a great country and great House of Representatives. And Matt Gaetz is right. And Matt Gaetz is going to be your next governor anyway, anyhow. But that's the plan. Meanwhile, since you brought up...
I didn't bring up Governor DeSantis. I think he's...
Okay.
You want me to bring him up? I think
go ahead.
He's all yours. I don't like him.
He's trying to cut.
He's a liar.
His talking points. He's acting tough. He's trying to talk. He's trying to act like Trump, and he can't be Trump. Only Trump could be Trump. There's a book called "Let Trump Be Trump." You should read that because there's only one person it could be.
He screwed Floridians. He screwed Floridians with FPL. He screwed Floridians on him doing something about rent. He screwed Floridians on him going after Tony, the sheriff.
Yes, he's deep state because he went along with the Bushes and stuff and Paul Ryan
criminal.
And stuff. That killed him.
Right.
That's why he's dropping the polls, one of the major reasons. The other reason why he is that he doesn't follow through on everything he does. He should have stayed to 2028, and 2028 could have ran in with a one hands down. All you have to do is just stay around. That's number one. Number two was he needs to keep his word. And he doesn't have a word anymore to a lot of people. And he allowed, like you said, FPL to get away with. He allowed some of the landlords in the housing industry to get away with things they shouldn't. And we need to change things around. You know, and if he had kept his promise and kept his word and did what he was supposed to through the means that we had, we would have had, you know, it wouldn't have made a difference with Sigler, but we would be able to clean up the Broward County, and we could have put in Frankie Davidson in the prison cell. She would have been there for life, and we could save a few lives. Same thing with a bunch of other stuff, and we would have cleaned up the corrupt judges, and we would have got rid of the George Soros state attorneys, not just the two counties, but down here in Broward and Miami-Dade County, too, and they need to be gone. And that's what we need to do. And we need to get rid of these left-wing woke judges. And so people will have capacity to show crimes like a track record of hurting people or threatening people or have mental health issues. Put them away. Don't let them walk around the streets. Why are you going to allow people to get hurt? And we'll get this done and clean it up. And DeSantis didn't do that, at least as of right now. And this stuff coming down later, but by that time, it'll be a little too little too late. But we can still change things around in South Florida and elsewhere. But it's up to other people. And I think Lieutenant Governor Nunes will be taking over because DeSantis is pretty much advocating his job at the moment. So he's down all over the place. So we'll see where it goes. So that's a big thing there. But, you know, anyway, we're down to 8 minutes. So what do you want to do, Scarlett?
I want Trump back as the leader of the United States.
That may be only a few weeks away if things work out right.
We'll see. I haven't seen anybody go to jail yet, so nobody does shit. They sit in their cushy jobs. They get paid. It's all corrupt. It's all bullshit. Yeah.
Have you got elections coming up in a few states? So it's a big thing going on there. So keep an eye on it. This early voting. Vote early in Texas now and next year. This is a special election in Texas. You can go and vote early. Don't wait till the last second. Stop with that garbage. Vote early, as early as possible. Get your vote in. Make sure that the vote is counted. If you have any problems, you can talk to Scott Pressler or any of those people, and we'll get to make sure your vote is counted. And there's also an app that you could go and get that is Votify Now. That's Votify Now. Go and get that app, and then if you see anything or do anything, they will take care of it and make sure your vote gets counted. And that's stolen by the left, the communists. So that's a big thing.
Well,
yeah, and Strucker, and don't forget hashtag Walkaway Strucker.
And Dominion's gone. This is Scarlett
Dominion's
Barley.
Gone,
I'll
yeah.
be back on Wednesday. Yes. I'll be back on Wednesday, and we'll see how the Congress proceeds. Well, I don't hold my breath.
Big day Tuesday. They got the candidate. It's been official. Let's see what happens Tuesday, and we'll go from there.
And they're all corrupt. Good night, everybody. God bless America. God bless everybody. Bye.
And maybe Scarlett can win some football games. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. A lot of upsets, by the way. The Giants won. That's an upset. You know, and Buffalo lost again. If the Dolphins win today against Philadelphia, which is a big game tonight, the Dolphins beat the Eagles, they'll be in sole possession of first place with like two games in front. Because they're 4-2, Buffalo, I think it's 4-2 or 3-3 or something like that. And the Dolphins are 6-1, I believe, or 5-1. So that's a big thing. Kind of interesting. And so, you know, Dolphins are 5-1 and the Bills are 4-3. So it's a two-game spread. If they win today, it'll be almost a three-game spread. It's the biggest lead the Dolphins ever had in first place in a long time. So we'll see. And they're playing the Eagles, who both have the same amount of record, 5-1, but the Dolphins are the highest growing team in the league. So we'll see where it goes. Anyway, don't forget to see us on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 515-602-9657. We'll continue to talk about the speaker, talk about Israel, talk about the corrupt Biden crime family, and whatever else comes along. Thank you again, and have a very blessed evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, everyone. See you on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. God bless Israel. God bless America. And let's get this right and bring back Trump and let's make America great again. Have a great day.